Oh,
dang, man.
Why can't I hear my voice now? The fuck are there? Yo, we are back with episode 30. We had Calvin in the previous episode, Calvin Coelho, but now we've got Calvin Liu from Rated R. Welcome, Calvin.
Thanks for having me.
So, tell us about yourself and everything you're doing with Rated R. So how do you start and all that?
So I am the designer and the founder of Rated R. I think the idea of like starting a clothing brand started like when I was in high school. So I wasn't really a studious person. I'm dumb, man. Like, if you done, you done ATAR?
Yeah, but like I was, you know, wasn't really too into maths or science or anything. I was definitely a creative. So dumb as in the school standards of dumb?
Yeah,
like school standards of dumb. I was probably dumb as well.
Yeah, not gonna lie. Like they do these things, like they give you their ATAR, and if you're like, and then if you get like a below like a certain amount of ATAR, it'll be like the arrow and then under like 40.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I was under that 40. So I hated studying. I was terrible at it.
Yeah.
And when I was growing up, I was my mum and I did a lot of things together. We like sewed, we did drawing competitions. Cool. Yeah, we did a lot of fun like creative stuff.
Oh, cool.
And my granddad was actually a pretty big architect back in Thailand.
Yeah.
And I think I got more of that creative stuff from him.
Yeah.
But I'm a terrible drawer, so I can't draw for crap.
Interesting. Yeah.
And then after high school, I was in uni, first, second year. And I just thought, nah, this is not for me. I was like really into like the business stuff and creating things. And I thought, hey, you know what? I started getting into like clothing. I dressed pretty bad, but I started like, I think I saw the Yeezy, you know, the Yeezy season one stood. Yeah. And I looked at that for the first time. I was like, whoa, I want to get into that. I want to try and make something like that. Did my research. And then I made my first samples. And then I slapped my logo on it and I was like, this is pretty cool.
Yes.
And then I got some friends that liked it and I was like, man, this is something here. Like, I might keep up with it, see how it goes. And that's pretty much how the brand started.
Nice. Yeah, that's actually similar to me. Yeah, my grandfather was big architect in South Africa. That's where my parents are from.
Oh, yeah.
And he's also an artist and a painter. So I think, yeah, just creativity definitely runs in my family as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But you pretty much started your brand through just being interested in clothes and other big sort of brands and then experimenting.
Yeah, my mom was really like tough on like how I presented myself. She always been like, hey, why are you wearing that? I want to dress you up a bit nicer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was really big into that. And I thank my mom for that because, you know, like if I dressed the way I dressed.
Your mom got you your swag.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she's the goat for that. And yeah, I owe her a lot. She taught me how to sew. She taught me how to like we made puppets and stuff. Like,
yeah,
and
we
made little clothes for them.
Oh, nice!
It was awesome. And yeah, that's where it like all stemmed from, I guess.
Cool. And moving forward to today, like how like have you like this isn't your first drop because I know you've got a drop on at the moment.
Yeah.
When did you like officially launch Rated R?
If I had an exact date, I'd say 2018.
Yeah.
I was pretty consistent up until after COVID. I was making, I've probably had like maybe 6-7 collections.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just pumping them out because it was just fun. Like, it wasn't just for business. I was like, oh man, when people buy it, it's just like a byproduct of like just people liking it. And
yeah, for sure.
That was cool. But I just did it because it was just so fun. Come back from a hard day of work. I was delivering tofu and stuff with my dad.
Yeah.
Hated that job. Worst job ever. But dad paid the bills, but it was cool. And I'd come home and I'd spend like a couple hours just designing and just making shirts, hoodies, all that. And it was just, I loved it. It's great. It kept my mind moving.
Cool. And are you using like any of those? Do you create the shirts yourself, like sewing and stuff, or is it produced?
No, overseas? It's all produced.
Yeah,
all produced. But all measurements are like hand designed and all that, all everything else cut and sew.
Cool.
All are well thought of, which is cool. Yeah.
And are you, you're sort of doing the creative direction behind the branding and the shoots and marketing and stuff as well?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the shoots I built a mood board, and I like my photographer Ken, who did the last shoot.
Oh yeah, shout out Ken.
Yeah, shout out Ken, best photographer, my favorite guy. I told him, you know, like, here's the mood board, like, have creative freedom, like. I think if you see in the website,
oh yeah, you can.
He did all that, and it's
so sick.
It's immaculate. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I said, man, like
Ken. Now Ken's super talented. I really want to get him on as well. But he's one of my favorite photographers in Perth. I think he's up there.
Yeah, yeah. He's underrated.
Yeah,
he needs to be booked more.
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
So
I saw the behind the scenes of this, and I was like, that's like the coolest thing, man. Like the design and creative direction.
Yeah,
it's cold.
The best thing about working with like people like Ken is we'll sit down and he will be like, he's super picky. If you've ever worked with him, he's like, I'll be like, oh, how about this guy? No, I don't want to go to this guy. Yeah. Oh, how about this guy? No. I have a vision that I wanna do for the brand, and he does his job, and it's just amazing. Like, I love that guy.
Yeah, like I love
like all this
here and the aesthetic. Like, it's, I think his work, it's got this kind of vintage feel to it as well. It's,
yeah,
kind of like timeless vintage.
Yeah, I have like big trouble
with the gloves as well. Like the choice of using the gloves.
Yeah,
and how it fits the whole aesthetic. So you obviously created the clothing, and then you had the glasses,
like, yep,
ready to go, and then Ken would direct the shoot.
I'm big with props, so. I like to tell stories with the props. Mm-hmm. And actually the gloves is Ken's. He just rocked up to the shoot with gloves, and he just decided to use it.
It's mad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
His direction is cold, yeah.
Yeah. Editing, also amazing. Like, yeah, I'd love to just work with him, man. He's so good to work with as well.
Yeah.
Makes my life easy. Because I have trouble like explaining things sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like have a formal education on like fashion and all that. And they use like a lot of like articulate words and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just like to show it.
He just like gets it and then bang.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'll be like, show him visual. Yeah. And
get it. And like, what's the, because like I'm big on concepts like behind the branding and stuff. So I think I read a bit. There's actually a bit on your website about like the branding.
Yep.
Is like something to do with rebellion, like rebellious and reckless nature of youth.
Yeah. Yeah. So I haven't really updated that. When I like drop collections, it always evolves and changes. Oh,
okay, cool.
So I think my previous collection was all about rebellious and recklessness.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like, I did a shoot with Ty Dollaz, if you know Ty
Dollaz.
Yeah. Yeah. We went out, we got TVs, and
I was with Sophie and
Duan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we like out in public just got a TV and just started bashing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Down at
Levy. Punk.
Yeah, yeah. Like really punk style and really like chaotic behavior. And I love that. And that's how I wanted the brand to be perceived as. But you know, times change, and now I wanna like have the brand, you know, a little bit more calm, a bit more relaxed.
Yeah, because I guess if I was just looking at the style of like the latest branding, it's still got a little bit of punk to it in a way.
Yep.
Almost feels like possibly a bit of like rave culture. I don't know. It's got like still the jackets are leathery, and you got glasses, which is quite punk, and then you got this vintage.
Yep.
Feel. Is there any rave?
Yep, a lot of rave culture.
Influence.
Growing up in 2000s, I assume you're in your mid-20s and all mm-hmm. that. Yeah, loved the like techno and all that. And that's just like, most of that is all my inspiration. The 2000s techno era, 2000s like punk era. Like I grew up listening to Linkin Park, and I grew up listening to all these artists that really influenced how I design things nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, I'll try to look at these. Great choice of model as well. Kind of more
old Ken.
Oh yeah, old Ken.
Yeah, well. he just knows this network of people, and it's crazy. He'd be like, "Oh, I wanted to always shoot with this person," and then we'll go shoot him. And yeah, I'm like, sure. "Fuck, I trust his eye."
And what was the inspiration for these garments? I'd love to like talk about them in depth.
Yeah. So if you grow up,
where should we start?
We'll start with the first one.
So should I just go shop all?
Yeah, just go shop all. We'll go through them. So I created like a subcategory for the brand because I like simplicity, but I also like big, bold things.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really want to mix them together in one whole collection. I wanted to put them in different categories. So this comfort category, I spent ages, you know, just like trying to get the cottons right to make them feel super soft. Like I want people to live in it.
Yeah.
And that's like the idea behind the comfort range. Man, when I first got the samples, I was so happy because it took me so long.
It's cozy as fuck.
Oh, man, it's just thick, man. You're just sleeping on a cloud. Damn. And I'd live in it for like a week. I'd be disgusting, wouldn't wash it.
Yeah.
And it was just nice, you know? I think that's the idea behind comfort, minimalism. Also stems from like how I like things. I like things real minimalistic, really like basic.
Yeah.
If you go into my room, it looks like a psych ward.
Oh yeah.
My missus hates it. Uh-huh. It's just white, just it's nothing.
Yeah,
nothing
yeah, yeah.
It's just white and
like minimal.
Yeah, yeah. It's all minimalistic. It's great. And I wanted to make that collection like that. Cool. I wanted everyday wear. People can be just chuck it on and just go wherever you want. Nice. Or Coles, whatever.
I swear like a lot of that inspo just of like chucking on something and going Coles, I think influence a lot of
people's
wear. Because like honestly, that's when you just you're just chilling at home. You're like, oh shit, I got to go to the shops and buy something. You just want to chuck something on, but you don't want to look like trash.
That's it. Yeah.
So you need something that's like gonna look good, but still cozy, easy to chuck on.
Yeah.
For like those quick trips.
Yeah. And I put like a little rubber logo just to have a little, like all those logos are right there. They're all rubber.
Oh, cool.
So just a little nice feeling on it. Just, you know, I like things that like kind of 3D pop out. Yeah, I don't like screen printing too much.
And the drawstring, is that on there or no drawstring?
Oh, there's drawstring. I take it out because I don't like them hanging out for the photos. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
They just look
cool,
weird. Cool. That's nice color. I like the
graphite. You got white and like a dark gray.
Yeah, sort of thing. Nice little charcoal graphite.
Charcoal, yeah. Oh yeah, I can see how it pops out there.
Yeah, a little 3D effect. I just like things with little details. That little details go a long way, I feel. Especially, I put myself in consumers' shoes a lot.
Yep.
And I think, hey, you know, when I go shopping, I always want like little details that like feel nice. Like if I buy a hoodie, oh, it's just screen printed. But if it has like
small, it's like attention to detail.
Yeah, and if it has like a little like 3D pop to it, it feels nice. It's just something a little bit more different, just a little bit. It goes a long way, and that's the idea of having these rubberized logos as well.
Cool. So, oh yeah, and then this one has like a graphic on it.
Yep, that's all embroidered as well.
So what was the idea behind the graphic and how did you kind of come to choose it?
So this is I've had this graphic for a while and I've had it on a shirt a long time ago, but I wanted something more to it.
It's kind of, it's sticking with that rebellious punk theme, I guess, the shaved head and he's like
smoking
sort of vibe. But then it's also, it's like a simplistic line drawing, which relates to like the simplicity of the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Yep. So the idea behind the graphic actually is it's I have like really weird stories, real dumb stories behind them. I'm not a smoker. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends are.
Yeah.
And you know, just the action of just people smoking, I was like, it's pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't be a smoker.
Not gonna lie, I'm not a smoker either, but it's cool.
Yeah, yeah, I like
just the smoke and everything. Even for photo shoots, like a lot of the time, like people like vape or smoke, just like adds like an element of atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. Like a lot of my photo shoots, it's got to have a cigarette in it. It just, I don't know why, it just looks cool. I don't condone smoking at all.
Yeah, but just adds that rebellious feel, that rebellious element to the whatever you're creating.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like almost symbolic of rebellion or death or whatever.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and yeah, this is inspired by my friend smoking and stuff. And I was like, you know what? It's a cool look. Yeah. So I'm going to try and get something made like this. And the bold dude is like the 2000s punk style.
Okay, cool.
Like the skinhead.
Oh, yeah, the skinhead. Yeah, that's a classic punk look. And then here we've got some tees. So this is like, this is the 2022
this is like
release.
Yep.
So we've got a graphic skeleton just chilling on the logo on the back. It's kind of, it's almost like rave culture, but also I get this maybe racing theme with the font.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
vintage racing, I don't know. That's
very, it's like very bold. It's very bold and
it's
minimalistic.
It's got that the slant to it.
Yeah, it's got the cut and the edge, the edges as well. It's nice and sharp. Yeah.
Gives it a movement.
Yeah, yeah. Also wanted to make it look like kind of like a little bed or platform. So having the italics like for the skeleton lay on, it just looked right. But yeah, this graphic here is more so like how I'm progressing through the brand. So I wanted to move into like the comfort range, like super relaxed, super lazy. And this skeleton's kind of like an embodiment of like how, like my personality. I like to chill. I like to have things feel relaxed. Like the shirt here, it's pretty much the shirt, skeleton. It's a really loose, relaxed feeling. I wanted people to feel.
Like a nice thick.
Yeah, it's nice
but
and thick.
Also comfortable and chill.
Cozy, yeah. Like
just something you like throw on and it's like simple.
Yeah, like go anywhere with it.
Yeah.
Feels good. Feel loose, feel free.
So, yeah, it's kind of smiling. It's like a funny sort of.
Yeah, it's a bit of comedic, graphic. Yeah.
Cool.
A bit just like my nature too.
Yeah,
like
not taking too seriously.
No, I hate taking things seriously.
Cool. Nice. What else we got over here? We got. And then, so these are the, is this the 20, like what range was this one?
This was like last year.
Oh yeah, cool.
This was like last year, yeah. I got the Hardcore Raver. So that's, like we were talking earlier, a lot of the rave culture. It's this guy just jumping into a mosh pit.
Reminds me of the Playboy Cardi album.
That's the inspiration behind it too. I saw it.
Did you study graphic design or anything like typography or
no, all self-taught.
Cool. No, I think that's a really good choice. And the font and how you've kind of squashed it a bit looks really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Big like any
hard to put my finger on like what like the concept behind it, but it's kind of definitely rave with that guy jumping.
Yeah, it's just mosh pitting. I don't know if you've seen
like an edgy font, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, like a very gothic font. Yeah, very gothic, old school gothic. Yeah, just if you've seen like YouTube videos of the guys climbing up like some two-story stuff and then they're just jumping off.
Yeah.
That's where I got that from.
And what about, is that a blue or a white? Or
it's actually a white. I have a really bad camera.
For some reason, I think it just looks blue on my screen. Maybe because the computer light is blue.
Maybe, hey. Yeah, okay, white. Yep. Usually, it's white. Nice, cool, nice cool, white cool. font. Yep.
Nice. And is this, how is this shirt sort of different from the new one? Did you make any changes or?
So that one is a lot rougher in the outside. So the material is like not as loose, is a little bit more fitting. The difference is this one feels a lot more like silkier as that one is a lot more rough.
Yeah.
I was into that like kind of like rough material. So it gives that little grunge feel to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But just started transitioning into something more comfortable nowadays. Yeah, that one fits a little bit small.
Like okay.
Shows your triceps. Shows
the guns.
Yeah. just how like the 2000s people love it.
Oh, yeah, cool.
The raving culture, how they look. Yeah. Usually all my designs, they have very simple concept to it. I know a lot of designers, photographers and all that, they really like dig deep into it. Like your photography.
I'm obsessed with concept. Like I'll spend a very long time thinking about the shoot and like the concept behind it. And even one of the reasons why I haven't launched any work in a long time is because I'm like planning for my next one and it's taking me like months. Yeah. Some people are into like concept development, others
know. I'm a visual guy. I feel like the concept. I like concept. You need a concept to build anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a big basic concept, but I wouldn't dive really deep into it because it just, you know,
it can take a lot of time. It depends what sort of, I guess, brand you want to have. There's like obviously designer.
Mm-hmm.
I think designer clothing. It needs to have like a strong concept. Like, you know, so you can create something unique and whatever, but then some brands you don't often need that if it's more like simple clothing that people like chuck on, whatever.
Yeah,
it's like
like we discussed earlier, I'm not a studious person, so I find things hard to describe.
Mm-hmm.
I like visual, so I if we work together and stuff, I'd have to show you a lot. I just compile.
It's like mood boarding.
Mood boarding.
I think every creative process is about like mood boarding and putting stuff together. I'm visual as well. I need to see, like, I get the feeling from the visuals, and that relates to the work. Yeah,
yeah. Storytelling is cool as well. I like storytelling as well.
Yeah, I think storytelling is kind of like the backbone of everything that you create, whether it's font or video or photo or graphic design. Like you are telling a story visually.
Yeah,
and that's like the message that's going to be like
come
across instantly.
Yeah, especially when you work as a clothing brand, you work with other photographers, it's important that you guys have a bit of like a chemistry and the ideas, because if one person can't convey an idea and the other person can't either, it's going to be disaster.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you got to be on the same page.
Yeah, and that's why Ken was, he just knew, he just he just said, right, say less. Cool. Just did his work.
Dope. And then these are
old.
Older.
These are vintage.
Still dope graphics.
Yeah. So I did all this myself as well. This gives me nightmares. This was painful.
Really?
Man, this took me ages. Because I wanted to try graphic designing myself.
Yeah.
And because, you know, like a lot of people pay for like graphic design. It's fair enough. That it's good. Like you pay for graphics, you get a good thing on your hoodies and stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
But I had trouble, you know, like sometimes like communicating ideas.
Mm.
So I wanted to be like, hey.
Oh, it can just take so long when it's like the back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And were you like normally planning in the same room? Or was it like through Zoom calls and like messaging and that sort of thing?
It was all messaging.
Oh, okay.
That was a nightmare.
Yeah. I find it's like very hard to communicate through messaging for like a concept. It's much better to like either be in person or I can see why you would have done it yourself.
Yeah. So I tried it myself. The sexual fantasy ones.
Yeah.
That was like age. It took me ages.
Yeah.
It was just like 10 hours straight just sitting there just trying to figure out how to use Photoshop, how to use Illustrator.
It's got a vintage feel to it as well.
Yep.
It's so almost like from an old magazine.
Yep. So it's like from an old rave poster.
Old rave poster.
So this is the idea behind it. So this old collection, the 2021, was all about raving.
Yep.
Punk culture. And I found this this girl on a really, really old, I think it's like 1980s, 1990s, like rave poster. And I was just like, man, this, I need to do something with it.
Mm.
And yeah, I pay for licensing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I like the juxtaposition between like the kind of dark fabric and then like this is more like colorful, but also it's still like it just works really well with the tone anyway.
Yeah.
It's like a more colorful, brighter. Yeah.
My whole wardrobe's black. So I wanted to try something a little bit more different than black.
Yeah.
And the pop of blue, light blue and all that. Yeah, I liked it. I was happy with this. I'm super proud of it.
Cool.
Yeah, even the next one, the Smoking Kills one. That one was that one took I don't want to talk about that one. That one hurts. It was good. It was same concept as the smoking guy. I wanted to make something
That looks was it difficult to print? I really like this graphic actually.
Yeah, it's cool.
I haven't seen a graphic like that. Like just smoke contrasting with the mm-hmm. black.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Even reminds me of like photography. I love capturing the smoke like yeah. that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This one, the printing style is direct to garment. So I don't know if you know different printing processes.
Not too sure on them. I don't think.
So in just like a simple way, direct to garment is pretty much like you got the you got your hoodie, yeah. which is paper, and you got a printer,
mm-hmm.
and then you just print it, and it goes hand in hand.
Yep.
So it's cool, but it's expensive because you're using ink rather than normal screen printing when you're using like things like kind of like paint.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get a really realistic feel. It's like pretty much in the graphic. You can't feel it.
Yeah.
It's like in the in the hoodie.
It's a very fine graphic.
Yeah, it's cool.
As fine as you can get.
I think with this print, it would be really hard to screen print it. So you would need to have something like more digital.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went with digital. Originally it was meant to be at the front, but with direct to garment, you can't overlap. It's hard to print on with like a overlap with because of the
Is that pocket. On the back of the hoodie?
That's on the back of the hoodie, yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh yeah, I can see that.
Front's nice and plain.
Cool.
Yeah, that one took ages to sample. it took like 2-3 rounds of just like trying to get it right.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we've got some knits. I'm a huge fan of this one. I think that was pretty popular.
Yeah, I brought.
Oh yeah, let's just so we can have a look at what it looks like. Because sometimes with the photos, you can't really tell what it's like. So it'd be sick to see what it looks like.
So this right here.
Yeah, just talk us through everything.
So this one, it's nicer if you feel it. So that one is like, I called it the punk star.
Yeah.
So it's a reference to rock star culture.
Like nice and
super thick.
Very good material.
It's nice and thick. I love it.
I'm impressed with this material.
Yeah. That one took a little bit to make as well. Everything here took me a long time to make.
When it's like heavy like this, you know, it's like.
Yeah. Good material. Yeah.
And the
this is my personal one. Color, just a basic white.
The collar here.
Oh, collar. Yep, nice ribbing.
Ribbing, yeah. And, yeah. So you've got
it's like,
yeah, the punk design.
Yep, so it's like jacquard. It's not printed. It's like, I don't know exactly how to like explain it, but it's kind of like you're knitting. It's like a printing process, but it's like the same material as your sweater. So it's not like screen printing where it's like paint. It's just the same sweater material. Yeah.
Well, no, I was a huge fan of that design. Like, it looks cool with a lot of different styles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you bring anything else you want to?
Yeah, man. So
I just check it out.
So I bought it.
Oh,
so I made this.
What release was this?
Like 2019. Okay. So I was really going for the military style.
Dope.
This one here is a military jacket.
Cool. I like how you have the little writing down the bottom there. That's
cool.
Oh yeah, I can
have a feel.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's nice and cozy. This one was also a nightmare to get made, but once I got it sold out, oh man, I was the happiest man in the world.
Be very nice in winter.
Yeah, the pockets are also detachable. Feel free to rip it off.
I can see that. Yeah.
It was more so getting the pockets got like right.
Another pocket in there.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
So you can just smuggle stuff.
You got the tag there. Nice.
Yeah, this is my personal one. So this one's all beat up.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah. This was in 2019. I had like a military style drop.
Yeah.
I have a lot of archives, like designs that I made.
Mm.
I was dumb, man. Like I should have kept them, but I just gave them away because didn't want to have them in hand.
Yeah.
But I had this like really cool military jacket.
Did you bring any of the 2022 sunglasses or?
Nah, I didn't. No. I don't know where they are. They're lost.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
And also got the 2022, like the comfort range that I was talking about earlier.
Oh, this looks thick.
It's better when you like you start this, warming this up.
I've never felt like trackies like this.
Feel
like,
it inside, man.
This is heavy.
It's like a sheep in there.
This is cozy. Whoa.
Yeah.
This is cozy. Man.
It's great.
And the hoodie's like that as well?
The hoodie's like that as well.
Yeah, this is very nice material. I like the feeling of the outside.
Yeah.
Well. I don't know.
It's very...
on the outside and on the inside.
It's kind of velvety.
Yeah, it's very thick. And I like how this bunches up at the bottom there. Like mm-hmm. When I go out... Yeah, when I literally go out grocery shopping, it's normally trackies and hoodie.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wear them with like trainers. And mm-hmm. I like how it... The trackies just look cool with sort of like running shoes, running style trainer shoes.
Yeah.
So I think when it bunches up like this, it just works well with the style. But no, yeah. It's cozy as hell.
Yeah. And the little rubber logo on the side feels nice when you just put your finger to it and just.
Is that in the back?
It should be on the side. Right there.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah. That pops out.
Nice little 3D nice effect.
Detail there.
And it shines when you go under the light sometimes. Yeah. It's cool.
Now, if you want to look the swaggiest guy in Coles or Woolies,
that's it, man.
that should be like your next shoot look, just in Woolies.
Oh, dude, honestly, man, I'd love to go shoot at wacky stuff. Because
the fit, I swear, the fit for grocery shopping is like trackies and a hoodie.
That's it, man. And you got to be comfortable because
once
you go in that refrigerator section,
yeah,
it's freezing there, exactly. Man. You got to be prepared.
100%.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll just go wife beater and it's just. Just oh, yeah. Freezing, man.
No, I'm actually thinking about where do people go out like to wear clothes? It's like Woolies and Coles, grocery shopping, like Bunnings, shopping centers, and then like obviously then you'd wear something different for going out at night.
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure that's like the Coles Woolies.
It's cool.
It's just like you can chuck it on, you look good. And it's cozy as hell.
I love cozy, man. I'm lazy. I'm lazy as hell, man.
Lazy, cozy, yeah.
I love to sleep in things.
Yeah.
Just fall asleep in just random places. Facts. That's it. Yeah.
These concepts should inspire your next shoot, like Coles Woolies and also just like people sleeping
in random
places on the bus.
I want something more relaxed. I want something feel more personal and realistic, you know? Yeah. Cool. It's cool. I did have a leather jacket, though. I don't know if you saw. Oh, I think I removed it from the website this morning just for like because I had to do something with it. But if you go on my Instagram or something,
you can check it out. Yeah,
this leather jacket that I made.
Is it on the Rated R?
Yeah, so I think it should be that one there.
Oh, cool.
So this one here. I'm super proud of it. I'm ecstatic. Zoom in on that.
Instagram just.
Oh man,
doesn't.
That's alright, bro.
You can see it there.
But anyways, it's like a nice classic fitting leather jacket. It's got like a nice collar to it.
Yeah.
It's also got this back print. It's like patchwork.
Yeah.
That spells out the brand name. So that's patchwork.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, cool. Instead of like screen printing it or embroidering. This one took a little bit to get right as well, but wasn't too bad. The stitching on it is like immaculate. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so good. And the fit of it is perfect. And yeah, I'm just super happy with it, you know? Like every time I make like a cool jacket, I'm just ecstatic, you know? Like I go out wearing it. It's
a staple punk rock piece.
Yeah. I wanted something to fit someone's wardrobe, you know? Something to feel like more essential.
How do you feel that Rated R is doing that not other brands? Sort of doing like, what's your differentiation from like other stuff, would you say?
Direction
wise. Oh, you got the old shoot here. This is cool.
I'd say that I think now we're evolving to be more consuming centric. I want to make things a little more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Not ripping into any other brands, but mm-hmm. I feel like things nowadays is a little bit more expensive, and I want people to like kind of like have more access to it.
It's more like everyday consumer who want to look swag and fresh, want to just chuck it on. And
because
like most people, I guess for the everyday person, they're not going out to like big events all the time, or that they're mostly, you know, everybody wants just a tee and a hoodie and trackies to like chuck on and like feel good. And but then also you do have the jackets, the jacket range as well, so that can be more like going out or
mm-hmm. My designs are really personal to mm-hmm. to my feelings and stuff. So instead of just being like, hey, this is trending, I like to go a little bit to the opposite and be like, hey, like, you know, like this is my interests mm-hmm. and I'm going to convey my interests through fashion and photography.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the like things I
you feel make clothes that you want to wear.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and so like marketing wise, like how have you approached marketing from your previous launch, and then like have you changed how you're marketing it with this current launch? Like what platforms are you using? How are you going about it? Are you like trying to upload lots of content, or are you just creating quality products that kind of like some people just let it speak for themselves, or like you're just focusing on creative direction for shoots, or like what?
Yep, so maybe like a year or two ago, I wasn't really into like marketing. I was like, I'm gonna try and let these clothes speak for itself.
Mm.
But I was super wrong, man. Marketing is king. So this year and this season and all that, from now on, I'm focusing everything on marketing, pumping out content, doing ads,
getting it out there.
Ads is super important. I used to do ads a little bit, but you know, not to the extreme level. Just marketing is just king, you know, like,
yeah, you got to get eyeballs on your product.
Yeah. So like I'm spending a lot of time just planning out schedules on when to post, just pumping content, TikTok, even YouTube sometime in the future.
So you've been using TikTok?
Just a little bit.
Have you got a Radar account or?
I do have a Radar. It's called, it's either Radar Clo or Radar Online. I deleted TikTok. That poisoned my brain. So,
Facts.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So trying to get into the marketing a little bit more, like just getting content out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good to hear because, content is king and some brands stray away from it, but I think. It's a good way, like especially TikTok. I think, in my opinion, TikTok's the best way to get anything out there. Like, I'm even creating TikTok videos for like brands and stuff. And I think it's better than running ads, especially for a local market, because you can target the Perth, like your local market through TikTok, like really easily.
Yep.
And just the way TikTok's designed. For it to be like brain candy, like people to scroll, like even me, I'm not gonna lie, I'll be on there.
Oh man,
I'll be on there a long time.
It's poison, man.
It's not necessarily good to be in all the time, but as a platform to get yourself out there, like even for my photography,
yep.
Like I haven't posted on there for ages, but I built like a name for myself, through TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and it was an amazing method.
Yeah, I saw your TikToks here and there as well, and man, that's content,
on the For You page.
Just seeing people like just get out there, because before maybe like just it's only just been recent since I like started getting out there, like meeting people and like being more confident in doing things like making videos and stuff. I was always like, nah, I don't need to let the photos and the clothes speak for itself, but nah, it's just you just need to do it, like if you want to like get out there.
Yeah,
get
I think your business if the platform's there and the opportunity's there, just like take it.
Got to do it.
How have you been, like what sort of style of content? Are you doing more behind the scenes, like photo shoots photo shoots?
Yep, so behind the scenes. So I'm starting to get the behind the scenes in as well. Trying to make things feel a bit more authentic, a little bit more.
That's how social media is going these days. Like people people want authenticity, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because with Instagram going more sort of like ad-based, Facebook ad-based, like you see all the ads on there. And then you got TikTok, which is the video style is very much more authentic because like you can have low quality video and just like bad text coming up, but people yeah. don't care. It's like more authentic.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you've got BeReal, which is like a new app, which is meant to show like your life as it is, like ultimate authenticity. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting how that.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I feel like people nowadays want to feel more connected to the brand, feel more connected to the people that's behind it.
They want to feel like a part of the community.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just, I love it, man. Like when I go on like Instagram or like TikTok or something and I see behind the scenes, I'm like, man, that's way cooler than what they do with like the photo shoots and yeah. all that. Like,
because the photo shoots sometimes they feel like, oh, well, like they almost on a, people might put on a pedestal or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you see like behind the scenes, you can like relate to the people doing it more and you can be like, oh, I could like be a part of that, or like you feel more connected to the brand in a way. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I want to get into a lot more. So especially like YouTube and stuff that I want to get into sometime
yeah.
soon.
Yeah.
Like making, just making blogs, making yeah. videos, you know, just like yeah, getting
YouTube's out there. Fun, man. I mean, like I did my YouTube channel for a couple of years.
Yeah,
not gonna lie, it's the hardest social media network to grow on.
Yep.
I don't recommend doing it if you just want to grow, but in terms of just learning to create on, like learning vlogging and then having like archiving
mm-hmm.
sort of stuff on there and like almost training yourself to vlog and put personal content out there, I think it's really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good practice because I wanted to. I liked learning. I love learning. Just Photoshop, like Final Cut, all that. Just learning how to do this and just helps in the future when you can just
yeah.
make your own content.
I think like if I was to advise someone on YouTube, I would probably say grow on TikTok first and then create a channel. I mean, like what would be the idea behind your YouTube? Would it be to grow or just have like vlogs on there so people who are interested can watch?
Yeah, just have vlogs on there.
That's cool. That's cool. Because, yeah, I was kind of on there. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to grow and be like a huge YouTuber.
Yeah.
But now, like even with this, I'm just putting out content, but I'm not necessarily, I don't really care about the views or whatever now. I'm just putting it out
yeah.
for me. And then if people want to watch it, which I think that's a better like way rather than like expecting you're going to build a huge audience from it.
Yeah, yeah. TikTok's king, man. Like, got to take advantage of TikTok. I just like just jumping into different waters.
Yeah, I'll follow your TikTok now and anyone watching can like.
Yeah, I haven't posted in a while. So I started making content maybe like two months ago. So trying to get those edited and then just plan out each month, each week, how when to post and all that.
So it's
should be Rated R Online.
Oh, Rated R Online.
Rated R Clo. Haven't used TikTok for a week.
Oh yeah, got you here. All right, guys, it's Rated R Online, all one word. Cool. Let's see what. Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah, just
dope. No, this is perfect, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. Just behind the scenes.
Yep.
Wish I could show you guys, but you can jump on the Rated R Online too. Yeah, nice, perfect. Yeah, no, keep going with that. That's perfect. I'll yeah. just yeah, that's great. Even yeah. Another style you could do is that vlog style,
mm-hmm.
but I think what you got in there is perfect. Just keep pumping it out.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think it's really good. I think yeah. you'll definitely grow. Let's have a look at your hashtags. I'll drop some.
Give me the criticize, man.
Yeah.
I need it.
Oh wait, I can't scroll down. So, in terms of content-wise, very nice. I like the behind the scenes and like how you created stuff. But I think for hashtags, hashtag Perth, because mm-hmm. like, I think you can kind of grow your community in Perth first, and then interstate and maybe international, or whatever. But if you use that Perth hashtag, and you even add a little pin and say from like Perth clothing brand, Perth this.
Mm-hmm.
People like local, when somebody's living in that city sees, oh, there's somebody creating in my city, there's somebody doing something in my city.
Yep.
They'll like relate to it more. They want to follow you more, want to follow the journey.
Cool. Cool.
And it'd be much easier to create a community. So yeah, add that hashtag Perth clothing brand.
Thanks, man.
What else you got? Yeah, I like this. And yeah, more like localized specific hashtags, like even Oz clothing brand or clothing, how to make clothing or whatever you're doing. Or
yep.
Behind the scenes photo shoot. But other than that, it's...
just got to be more consistent.
Oh, that's my package.
Oh, nice, man.
DHL. Sweet. Shout out DHL. But I'd say keep going with that and then try the vlog style. Maybe like behind the scenes photo shoot, planning it, like keeping it simple. But no, I think you got a good direction there.
Yeah, yeah. Making TikToks is fun.
Like, yeah. I think keeping it easy because YouTube, it takes hours and to make videos. I think still good to have content on that. Maybe later down the line.
Yeah.
Like you want to make something like that. But you want to keep it simple for yourself. And I think just little TikTok vlogs is perfect. Like don't think too much about it.
Yeah. I like. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. I'll keep that in mind. Thanks, bro. Yeah. I needed that. Yeah. It was just an idea that I had, you know, I've had it for a while, but I was just like, TikTok is like pretty much taking over. I'd rather go on TikTok than YouTube nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Like I just watch podcasts on YouTube and then short form content on TikTok.
I just listen to music on YouTube. Don't really watch anything else. Yeah. That's it.
Cool. And is there anything coming up for Rated R? Like obviously you just had this drop. Everything's available online through the Rated R website, which I'll link down below. But anything else coming up that you want to plug or?
Right now, I think I have a new business coming up for myself, just personal.
Yeah.
Won't give too much information on that yet.
Okay.
But it's to help Perth creatives.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I think Tyler and I will be working kind of hand in hand with that.
Dope.
Especially when we're gonna open up our little studio workshop together.
Yeah, nice.
Just cool. Yeah. And just gonna keep like, you know, designing, pumping out things. Keep it simple. Yeah. Nothing huge planned, but you know, I think we have a pop-up at Cabinet.
Is that Jargon?
The Jargon.
Are you part of Jargon? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Jargon.
9th of September. Oh, you're going to be your stockist?
Yeah.
Jargon?
Yeah. So 9th of September, I'll be there. Nice.
Yep. I'll be there just as well.
Chilling. Oh, nice. Sweet.
Maybe we'll get Tyler and yourself on and we can talk about whatever's.
Yeah, you're
working on that. Might be that'll be cool. Coming up soon or whatever.
Maybe a couple months. See how it goes. Yeah, and yeah, nothing. Everything's sweet right now.
Cool. Other than that, like people can follow you on IG. They can find you on TikTok, Rated Online on IG at what is it? Rated R Clue. Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, Rated R Clue. Cool. Thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Super interesting diving into the concepts and getting a feel of the garments. Super nice garments and stuff. Super comfy and cozy and good quality stuff.
Appreciate it, bro. So thank you.